It's 6 minutes after 10 o'clock. Welcome to our second hour of Morning Blend. I'm Dory Nutt, sitting in today for Jenny Kennedy. And it's a special day here, as I have a guest in the studio, Christopher Joel Carter. Welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, we're so glad to have you. And I'll tell you, scoot your microphone a little closer to you. There you go. We want to hear everything you have to say.
All
perfect.
Right.
Well, Christopher, you're here to tell us about a special recital you have coming up this weekend. You want to tell us a little about it?
Yes. This is the Trinity Keyboard Series, and it is a free concert series that I've started at Trinity United Methodist Church to feature our wonderful organ and our extremely wonderful piano. And they all begin at 6:30, and it is donations, should you want to give something, to prolong the life of the instruments and keep them updated in the finest condition possible.
Right, right. And so what is the theme of this concert?
This is music from the moon or music from space or sounds from space. It's...
Well, we've been having the Summer of Space Exploration,
yes.
Recognizing this summer the 50th anniversary of man's first steps on the moon, the first lunar landing, and we've had all kinds of not just events about that scientific landmark, but also we've had so many musical events, and you're just adding to the list of
adding
that.
That's
great. We can't get enough. There's been a lot of good music going on this summer. Well, just so people will know about what to expect, let's listen to one of your arrangements that you'll be featuring. This is Blue Moon, and this is you at the piano keyboard. And this music was written by Richard Rodgers in 1934, but this is your own special arrangement
yes.
of it.
Thank you.
And that is Blue Moon, written by Richard Rodgers, but performed here in his own arrangement by Christopher Joel Carter. And I want to talk to you about this, like how you do this. I was asking if you had arranged this. You said this is all improvisation.
It's all improvisation.
Okay.
Done over and over, so it's sort of similar each time.
Okay. You said you might start a piece 85 times before I find it. What you like.
Absolutely.
And I said, and then you just click save and save that one.
I hope.
nothing like a performance, though, to focus the mind, right?
Absolutely.
You find that one that you like. So you were able to think and plan while you play. I mean, I noticed that lovely, delicious reference to Debussy at the end there. You had a little Clair de Lune right at the end. So you like to stick other pieces in.
Yes.
Anna. Well, so tell us how you came upon this method of improvising these songs. You had a career in Las Vegas playing, right?
Yes. I find that people want to hear a little bit of everything, but mm-hmm. not so much of everything. Uh-huh. And so I mix interesting facets from, you know, say classical pieces with, you know, pop pieces such as Blue Moon. So you have...
That's
you know.
Just delightful to me. I love to hear a little tickle that you put in there. It's just wonderful.
The Impressionists work really well for the Moon pieces, especially like Moon River, which I'll be playing with Crystal Van Rail singing that and Blue Moon, and you'll hear both Clair de Lune and Riffle Down Low from Image by Debussy mixed in.
Oh, what? That sounds wonderful. So you have a collaborator on this concert, you say, Crystal?
I have a few.
Oh, okay. Tell us who else is going to be joining
Camilla
you.
Camilla Pruitt, the music director at Trinity. She and I wrote a song together called The Man in the Moon, and she is going to premiere that. Shane Kennedy, who is a tenor, is going to sing two pieces from Piero Lunaire by Schoenberg. Mm-hmm. And... a piece by Jimmy Webb, who wrote this piece called The Moon is a Harsh Mistress.
Oh.
And we know him from Up, Up, and Away and things
right.
like that.
A well-known songwriter. Yeah, his name's not so well-known, but he's behind a lot of the songs right. that we know and love. Right.
Then I will have my friend Emily Barnett Stoddard. She's going to sing the Moon song from Rusalka, you know,
oh,
the Dvorak
yes.
piece.
Yes.
I assume that's how you pronounce it. I'm sure I'm wrong.
Well, no, you've just got a nice southern inflection to it.
And I'll be playing some solo stuff on the organ as well.
Well, let's talk about the organ there at Trinity. You are the principal organist
yes.
at Trinity Methodist, and that organ has such a great reputation among musicians in town. Tell us a little about the organ.
It's a wonderful instrument. It was one of the last Moeller organs built, and it's quite large, and it's suited beautifully for the room. There's a somewhat new antiphonal division, so you'll hear lots of stuff coming from the back and the front, so it'll be stereophonic-like.
Oh,
and we've just
gosh.
Added a brand-new French horn stop.
Well, I'm excited to hear that.
And it's you know, one of the larger organs in the region that's all pipes. It's mm-hmm. There are no electronic stops. It's all wind-powered. It's a
right.
beautiful instrument, and... always a delight to play it. Of course, you know, being the iconoclast that I try to be, I'm going to play the theme from Alf and Mork and Mindy on it. So,
well, that fits with the space theme going on here.
Yes.
I love that you draw from all corners. This is going
yes.
to be such a delightful recital. What a wonderful afternoon. And that's coming up this Sunday at 6:30.
6:30.
Uh-huh, at Trinity United Methodist Church on Airport Road. And it's open to the public. You said donations are accepted.
Yes.
But it's open to the public. And it sounds like there's music for everyone.
Everyone.
So classical music, popular music, just feel-good music.
Absolutely.
So I wanted to take a minute. We'll listen to another one of your pieces in just a second. But I wanted to take a minute to ask you, your name, Christopher Joel Carter IV, I assumed that there were three other Christopher Joel Carters before you. So where did the fourth come from?
Well, when I was in middle school, I figured since there were three other Christopher Carters, I would just add the fourth to mine. I had originally started the third because I just thought it looked good on paper.
Uh-huh.
And that's how an imaginative 10-year-old was that I was.
Uh-huh.
And then there became Mother Christopher Carter. So I figured I'll just be the fourth, even though I'm actually the fourth Joel in a row.
In your family?
But not intentionally. They're from, and strangely enough, I was named for a Joel on the different side of the family, but I'm the fourth in line on another. Well, so it's a pseudonym, like Liberace was short for Walter Valentino Liberace.
Okay.
But, you know.
Well, so in thinking about that, I was going to, before I realized that you were not the fourth, but you are the fourth Joel in a line. Are other people in your family musical? Did you come from a big musical family?
My grandfather's family was very musical. They had something called the Johnson String Band on Sand Mountain, and they were fiddle makers, and I actually have two of them, and I tried to play them. I took lessons, and I was very, very bad at it. So I didn't go down that route. But there were they've made albums. You can find them on YouTube, and I believe Smithsonian has recorded recordings of them.
Yeah.
So folk music from the Sand Mountain region. I'm from Albertville, Alabama, so I grew up around that folksy bluegrass style.
Right. Okay, so how did you get from Albertville, Alabama, to the stages in Las Vegas?
Well, at the age of four, I became obsessed with Liberace, and he had passed away, and I saw a Lifetime film about him at my aunt's house, who was a teacher, so she babysat me in the summer. I'm like, what a curious person. I love it. Playing the piano and being just fun. And I grew to not mimic his style, but use his techniques in my own arrangements rather than try to just copy him.
Right.
Because I saw on the Phil Donahue as a child, and it's strange that I would remember this, that he said he didn't like imposters so much or impersonators so much of him as much as he would like somebody to use his style of originality. And so that just always stuck with
me.
So
you took that to heart, yeah.
And my piano teacher, Marjorie McDuffie Watley, she encouraged me to improvise, and at the end of all our classical concerts, she'd always let me play one of my pieces. And then I entered the Liberace piano competition at the age of 27, so that's been 10 years ago. And I won.
And you won. And do you still hold the crown?
I am the reigning champion.
Oh, my gosh. So. Well, I bet Liberace is proud of you, smiling down from heaven, because you just bring such delight to audiences here in Huntsville. That's a big track. Now you're back from Las Vegas into Huntsville, and you are serving as principal organist and pianist at Trinity United Methodist. So let's take a moment and listen to another piece that you'll be playing. If it's not exactly like this, it's because all of your pieces are improvisations, but you have them planned out, right?
Yes. So I hope.
So we'll listen to a recording of your arrangement of Moon River, that classic by Henry Mancini.
Thank you.
and that's Moon River, written by Henry Mancini, but realized here by Christopher Joel Carter, who's going to be playing this or something very much like it, whatever strikes him that day, his planned improvisation, coming up this Sunday at the Sounds of From Space, the piano and organ recital at Trinity United Methodist Church. So we have to put in a quick plug. I don't know if Jenny Kennedy is listening. She's out today. That's why I get to come here and talk to you. But she had told me, oh, maybe he'll bring his dog Sadie again. And I was disappointed to see that you did not bring Sadie along.
I will next time. I'll
you
be sure.
She's not feeling well today.
She is with my mama because she ate a donut and she's allergic to yeast. So she's scratchy and being puffed up, literally.
Well, I'm so sorry for poor Sadie, and I look forward to, yes, you must bring her along next time. And I have to ask you, does Sadie sit and listen to you practice?
Does she
lie under the piano?
If you listen to some of my YouTube videos, you'll hear a faint snoring, which is her under my under the piano breathing. And
right.
See, she's an English bulldog. It's just snoring and sounds like that all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we used to have a dog, a big German Shepherd named Miles, who was a very handsome dog. I think he was slightly off the beam a little bit, but he would lie in my studio while I played the horn, or he would lie under the piano while my husband played the piano. And I think they're very comfortable. Even with the loud noise, they know where you are. They know you're right there, and they can rest very well with that going on around them. Yeah.
And I think if Sadie, for instance, doesn't like something, she'll, you know, bark or get up and wander around. And that's how I can tell if I don't need to play something.
So she decides. She's the decider of
pretty much.
Okay, so coming up this Sunday evening, 6:30 p.m., Sounds from Space, a concert by Christopher Joel Carter IV, and lots of other folks bringing you music that's connected with the moon or with space, just in honor of this summer of space exploration. Is there a website or a phone number that people could call if they need more information? Or
yes, the website would be trinityhsv.org. And I will have something posted on my personal website this afternoon, cjciv.com.
Okay, so that's cjciv.com. So that's like Christopher Joel Carter IV.
Yes. .com.
CJCIV. Well, I sure do thank you for coming by and telling us all about this. I can't wait to hear the concert. It sounds like it's going to be so much fun.
Thanks for having me.